Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. This show is not like any other show out there. We tell the truth. No one controls what we say, and we're on a mission to expose what is going on in government on both sides of the aisle and in between. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of the show, and thanks for listening in.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants.
I don't take any supplementation,
but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true, and it's only natural.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Balance of Nature is now offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer may end at any time, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
Hi there, welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. You can go to katedalyradio.com. On Facebook, it's the Kate Daly Show. I post a lot there. Sometimes stuff I don't talk about on the show. You can also message me there at the Kate Daly Show. And then also on Twitter at the Kate Daly Show. So make sure that you are getting onto those two mediums with me. It's fine. And you can also email me, kate@katedalyradio.com. I take your emails gladly. And your suggestions for the show, information that you want to make sure that people understand or know. All kinds of reasons people email me, and I do read every single one. I can guarantee that. I could put my hand on a Bible right now and tell you I've read every single one of your emails, because I actually really care. This show is our show. I mean, this is really a truth hub, and that's what we always try to strive for this to be.
A forum.
Yeah. I don't like to fear monger. I really don't. I don't like to get into that sort of whirlwind of stuff that people can get into. I also want to make sure that we're talking about things that that we've looked at. If it's chatter on the ground, I'll tell you. If it's not, we'll tell you as far as sharing things with you. But this is sort of a hub for all of us to get together all across the globe, because we have listeners in all kinds of countries and all across the United States and Canada and Australia. We have a big listenership in these countries. And I want to tell you that this is our show, and let's make it our show. This is why I have a lot of co-hosts, why I decided that I didn't want to get on every day and just talk. How boring would that be? I wanted people to come on the show that that I could gleam off of, that I trust, that I look at and I respect. We have Chris Ann Hall and Dr. Pesta and Uncle Milty, and what an amazing person he is to be able to come in 3 days a week. And we have Susan, who comes in, who's amazing, and Melissa, and all of these people that come to the show. And I think I'm so lucky to be able to be sitting here and be able to gleam off of all of these people and have all of these different conversations every day, because this is a truth hub. And I want you to feel like you have, you know, you have your say too. If you don't want to call in, or you're not a co-host, or you're not a guest, you can still let me know what you would like me to share with people that you've researched and done, and I'll look into it too. And let's do it. I'm all for it. But make sure you come to katedalyradio.com, and you can also donate to the show as well, right on that homepage. Melissa, I want to talk
it's
about.
Susan, but that's
I'm sorry. See, I just said Melissa's name.
That's right.
My
like
brain is fried.
Times. That's okay. I like the
I'm
name
just
Melissa.
Glad it's hump day and we're that much closer
you
to the weekend.
You can call me Melissa. It's okay.
Susan.
I feel good about that too.
Susan, have I ever done that before? I hope I haven't.
Think so.
I mean, I hope I
call my kids different names.
I know,
so
I do
this
too.
Is payback. Yeah.
All of the males in my family are a combination of all three names combined,
oh,
you
gosh.
Know, and four names combined. Anyway, let's talk about the other military industrial complex, not military, but industrial complex.
Yes.
This is so fascinating to me because I've actually been studying this week.
Oh,
yes. So
that
I want,
is awesome.
Please go.
Well, this it's interesting to think about people who are on the front lines of dealing with this problem, and it is the homeless crisis. And Heather McDonald, who writes for City Journal, and she's really brilliant. I believe she went to Cambridge and Stanford. And
which usually people like this are usually writing far left, but
yes.
It's kind of... I think there's some things that she has to say that are unique.
She has a very unique perspective on things. She's also written books on policing, too. Anyway, she decided to go to San Francisco and just see what was going on. And so in the open air drug market, which exists there, she said you could see just half a dozen people or more standing on a street corner with big wads of cash. And then there would be drugs. And she said she decided to buy an $8 bag of fentanyl. And so she did that. And she wasn't afraid. She just decided to do it. And she was able to do that so easily.
Just to see how it all worked down there out in the open.
Right.
This is Pelosi and Feinstein's areas
district.
In San Francisco.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. And San Francisco, I mean, I remember being there in the 60s and the 70s. It's stunningly beautiful. So
I went
gorgeous.
In the 70s too. Yeah.
Right. And now it is just, she wrote an article called San Francisco is being held hostage to the homeless. And someone interviewed her and asked her, why is this so important? Like, why do we even care about the big homeless crisis in cities other than caring about the people? And she said, because cities are one of the greatest accomplishments of human civilization. They're places that should be forums for humans to interact peacefully, to exchange ideas and goods and work and create things of value. And their functioning and livability depends on human beings within them following a certain code of civility. So she says the big false narrative has been this has been about a lack of housing. And so she went around and interviewed people and they said, oh, heck no. They just know you come to San Francisco and you get a free cell phone. You get free food. If you decided in your own personal life you wanted to live without responsibility, you could go to a city and be homeless. And normal people think, well, who would do that?
Right.
And yes, there are mentally ill. And that would be considered like a dual diagnosis where you have maybe schizophrenia or bipolar or depression.
Sure.
But there are people who choose to be on drugs, and that is a lifestyle choice, and they are addicted to the lifestyle. And so
they're using housing. They're using all of these vehicles to promote more cash being driven to all of these programs in the name of, say, affordable housing, which I talk about a lot on this show locally, but affordable housing or, housing in general or different things that would talk about this community, except what is going on.
Right. And she says what never changes is this focus on housing. And she said, why would you choose to have housing in the most expensive real estate market
right.
in the country? And LA is going through this too. And they did, in LA, they came up with the realization that it was going to cost $600,000 per unit because LA prices are extremely high too. Well, that just literally makes no sense. The free market doesn't work that way. And she said, and what they have allowed this behavior. And she said that this behavior is not compatible with the long-term life of cities. And so, you know, we knew the drug culture hit San Francisco back in the 60s, Summer of Love. Well, this is the part of the growing up of the drug culture is the homeless culture. And she calls it the homeless industrial complex. And so she's written a second article called Gigabytes of Virtue Signaling, that you have tech mogul Mark Benioff, who is the CEO, the billionaire founder of Salesforce, a cloud-based customer relations company. And he says we need to get together. So he and 181 CEOs of the Business Roundtable said, this is, you know, we're not going to put up with this. We're going to just create more money. We're going to raise more money. And what she says is, you know, some of these workers in the homeless industrial complex make like $174,000 a year. So the personnel who are trying to treat the homeless make huge amounts of money. And she said they passed Proposition C, a coalition on homelessness. They put a new tax on the local ballot to double the taxpayer dollars already going to the city's main homelessness agency. And she said it was going to be raising an estimated $250 million to $300 million, which would be funneled into the homeless industrial complex. And what we know about these complexes is that they are self-reinforcing, just like the military industrial complex. There is the growth it doesn't solve the problem. And so Benioff was just upset that some people said, wait a minute, aren't we just chasing, sending dollars after more dollars? Where's the effectiveness? How do we measure how effective this is? Wouldn't it be that the streets would have fewer homeless people?
Mm-hmm.
And so he, in a big Twitter war, said, are you for the homeless or not for the homeless? For me, it's binary. I'm for the homeless. And well, the argument is, but let's do what is helpful to the homeless. And so this new surge in taxpayer dollars lacked any oversight to ensure effectiveness and accountability. And even Twitter's CEO, Jack Dorsey, said this is going to be unsustainable on our businesses to have this extra tax. And the founder of Pinkus, a gaming company, said this is the dumbest idea, this tax, least thought out prop ever. Please get the facts and vote no. And they projected an estimated loss of 875 jobs over 20 years with this additional tax. So here you're trying to solve a homeless problem,
yeah,
and you're losing jobs. So, what in the world? But he came back and he said, no, that we need to come together in love for those who need it most. Well, okay, a love aside, what is going to work? And yeah, what works is understanding what is the motive of some people who have chosen this as a lifestyle, which is
right,
tragic, but reality.
The reality of it.
Mm-hmm. And so she is not, Heather McDonald is not a popular with the homeless industrial complex, because
sure,
she holds up a mirror and says, look what you've created, and the problem is getting worse.
Right.
And so billions more will not solve this. And she makes another really good point, which is these brilliant men who've come up and created these enormous companies, why would they go with a solution that isn't working in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
Why would they just put more money towards that?
Right.
Why not come up with super creative ideas?
Yeah.
Because you've already done it in your businesses.
Yep. That's so true.
Right?
And so are people seeing the writing on the wall? We have a lot of deep black holes when it comes to where
right,
funding goes and what it does. And so one of them is NASA. One of them is the military. One of them is, of course, the homeless. The homeless issue going on. There's a lot more articles being written about this huge, huge problem going on in a lot of these very, very progressive liberal states, that they're allowing this, and then also the taxation, the money, where is it going? And then another deep black hole for funding is that you never really figure out where the money's going or how it's being spent or what they're doing with it, would be climate change as well. So those are four big ones. There's many of them, but those are four ginormous ones.
And we just shouldn't accept them at face value.
Exactly.
We should recognize that they're a big black hole. And
yeah,
she said there's one other thing, and that's disaffiliation causing it, meaning people have walked away from their families. Their
mm-hmm,
families have said, you can't be like this at home. You need a job.
Right.
You need to get cleaned up. And they're like, well,
the state will take care of me. So
state,
I'm leaving.
These big cities, these West Coast cities, have this reputation for, let's just come and hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't have that reputation anymore if they're going to survive.
Right.
We've got the plague. We've got, you know, all sorts of diseases that have reared their ugly heads that we thought were not part of our cities
mm-hmm,
anymore. And it's because of homeless behaviors, she says. So this is something that she feels passionately about, and it's a fresh look. Don't we need fresh
right,
eyes on the topic so we can see it from a different perspective? And people, their jobs might go away
mm-hmm,
if the problem gets solved.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't that what's supposed to happen?
Well,
if you
think,
solve the problem, don't you need fewer personnel? Yeah, but they're not going to go easily
mm-hmm,
or happily.
No,
they're going to go down with a fight.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Because that's their livelihood and that's their virtue. They feel virtuous trying to engage
mm-hmm,
in this problem that never gets better. And who's caught in the middle?
Yeah.
People who are enabled to do this.
Yeah. And as all these black holes exist and we only know about 20%, we actually run off about 20% of the money coming in. We, The other is a very large black hole. I had a guest on last year that talked about how he was trying to investigate the budgets, and he was immediately shut out. And all of a sudden, because he was at a major university, and they did this with the students, and then they came back with all these kinds of strange numbers. And so all of a sudden, the Pentagon then passed something that basically said, we can produce fake reports, pass them off as real, and we legally can get away with this so that nobody ever knows how money is being spent. Our salute to transparency, in other words. And so all I'm saying is that a lot of money is going into all of these things. Right. Nobody knows where the money goes, where how it's being spent. And even small things like the bullet train.
Right.
Feinstein and her husband made gazillions off of that. But it is rather interesting that the crime going on in America, I love this from a listener, James, statistically, a gun is much less likely to be used in a crime than a senator. I think that's hilarious. And I'm telling you that there's a lot of elected officials that are in the know. They understand that that there are all these deep, dark black holes, and nobody will do anything about them. They won't out them. They won't talk about them. They won't expose them. And so just so we're all aware, because I love that you brought it up and that you're talking about it in an exposing way of this is another, you know, way to get these kinds of funds, just like climate change. But then nobody knows who's reaping the benefit. Nobody knows where it goes.
There's no accountability.
Yes. And
it's set up like that.
The design.
Yeah. I know.
Ah.
And it's just like the big monster out there. And who wants to be the sole person fighting that? So.
Yeah.
Kudos to Heather McDonald at City Journal.
Well, that's good because there's only been a few that I've noticed that are kind of more leftist writers, but that really do care about truth, that really understand. And I don't agree with them on all their politics, but I love sometimes what they're exposing and the reason that they get behind it.
They're fresh eyes. Yeah. It's really brave and beautiful.
It is. It is. Yeah. So, well, be faithful, be fearless. Thank you, Susan. We
You're
really
welcome.
Appreciate you.
Happy to be here.
And of course, see you tomorrow here with Chris Ann Hall. We'll hear about her visit to the White House. We'll have all kinds of things going on tomorrow on the show. Everybody have a great evening. See you back here tomorrow. Go to katedallyradio.com for podcasts. Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.